Everyone, welcome back. It's Stunker in the audio number. Jesus, I was trying to do my regular voice. It's not going to work. Sorry, guys. This is Stunker in the audio 1136. This is Jeremy fighting whatever disease that is going through the world right now. Joining me this week is Chris. What's going on, man?
Not a heck of a lot. I'm doing a lot better than you are, apparently.
I tried doing, like, you know, a higher pitched voice because, like, this isn't soothing, you know? Like,
no.
You know, it's a lot better than it has been all week, but you know what they call it, like, what was it, that morning voice where everything's, like, really low, like that? And I was like, can't my voice just stay that way? But now it sounds like I've been smoking or yelling for 5 years straight. But anyways.
Well, you were watching the Wings game.
Well, what did it was the U.S. hockey game. It's too early to be that stressed. I mean, it's 8 a.m. for God's sake. And then just hate watching the whole thing. And then when they scored, I lost my shit. I actually bruised my thumb hitting the coffee table. That coffee table is solid wood. So it won. It definitely won. So my voice has been scratchy anyways, but then whatever this flu, cold, respiratory virus, whatever the stuff is, it finally caught me somehow. But at least to get it out now instead of before we travel for WrestleMania. I mean, be dead serious. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I'm sick, when I have nothing really going on, it makes me glad that, okay, then I should be fine then, hopefully, yeah.
Yes, I'm supposed to be over my other malaise by then as well. And hopefully I will kick this just so I can go in a plane with a bunch of other people probably carrying something just to go meet you yahoos, go drinking, and yell at wrestling.
So,
son of a bitch.
Sounds like a dream.
I'm finally going to feel good after the last like 4 or 5 months, and I'm just going to piss it all away. All right, well, whatever.
Don't see it like that.
You earned
this.
Yeah.
You've earned.
It's funny, though, because like, I'm not a shut-in by any means, right?
Yeah.
But, like, Saturday, Elimination Chamber is on. And we're obviously going to talk about that. But then there's other things during the day. I think WXW has a show during the day. I can watch SmackDown for the night before. I can just make it a whole wrestling day and not leave the house again.
You could do that, yeah.
And then, especially with my setup, there's, like, 3 or 4 shows on either during or after Elimination Chamber. And I'm perfectly okay with that. Like, I'll just sit here. And I can just say I'm recovering. Unlike every other time where I'm like, don't bother me, wrestling's on. So, which, by the way, there's a federation company out of California called West Coast Pro Wrestling. And every Monday at 10, this is not a plug, I'm just going to say this is what I've been watching, they have like their showcase shows. And it's funny because sometimes they're in a gym. So there's like 7 to 8 people there. This is on YouTube, by the way. 7 to 8 people, and you'll see like there'll be like an elliptical machine ringside.
Yeah.
Or like an air bike. And I'm like, guys, can you just move that stuff? Like, you know, they're not heavy. They have wheels on it. But that's where you're going to see the up-and-comers. Because there's one, I'm not sure if you're familiar with them or not, but Prestige Wrestling held their final show over the weekend. And it was a really good show. And this ties into AEW's main event, by the way. This is why I'm bringing this up. I did not like Dynamite this week. Go figure.
No. Not as a whole, no.
But that main event was goddamn fun.
That was a fun main event. That was 90s, early 2000s, like a hardcore match that was actually fun.
Yeah. Yes.
I know someone, you know, went underneath the ring and grabbed out a vacuum cleaner, which of course would never actually be there, but.
Which is why I'm bringing this up.
Otherwise. Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Otherwise. No, this was just a really fun match, you know, and AEW Hardcore is usually the gross out shit.
Yes.
It's not fun to watch.
Nope.
And they do it too much. This was, you know, Nasty Boys, Public Enemy type stuff. This was you know, or you know, early era WWF Hardcore Championship match. You know, with Mankind or Road Dogg or Al Snow. Mm-hmm. That kind of shit. And the things that are fun. It's not just about blood and guts and grossing people out and stabbing people with needles and whatever the fuck else they do on here that I still can't believe that they're allowed. They've gotten away with doing on a regular cable station without any consequences.
Well, the needle was on a pay-per-view, right?
The needle was on a pay-per-view. Oh, right, but they brought out the Bed of Nails multiple times on Dynamite, though.
Yeah, I remember Moxley, was it the Bed of Nails?
Moxley literally almost had his all of his skin on his back torn off if they weren't able to get him out of there.
Yeah, that was Edge's baseball bat, right?
No, that was the one where he ended up, he got stuck in the Bed of Nails.
Oh, well, I remember that bat got stuck in his skin too.
Yeah, the bat did too. Yes, good the Lord. Bat the bat right. Got stuck. Yes. But I digress on that. Yes, this was just a fun. This was maybe it was just so much fun. I enjoyed it. I liked how the Jack Perry's music is just playing for like half of it.
Uh-huh.
Like he's fucking New Jack. That popped me. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it was.
See, yeah, I was getting I was getting sour on the music. Like, what are we doing? Because I just had flashbacks to that Maki Ito. Remember, it was during, I think it was during COVID at Daly's place. She's like doing her weird anime pop songs while they're fighting. And I'm like, this is terrible. So I started getting flashbacks to that, but then it kept going. I was like,
you realize at that point they're doing New Jack with a ridiculous song.
Yeah, but and they're also doing it like, well, it wouldn't have been New Jack. How do I say this? You're exactly right. They're doing the music is complementing the goofy action that's going on.
Yes, exactly.
So if it would have been, what was that? I knew it was like Dre and Tupac, California Dreamin'. If they were doing that during the song, like. What the hell's going on here? But yeah, the reason I brought up Prestige and is one of the reasons they did explain that Jack Perry had the vacuum cleaner, and they said that that's what Luchasaurus used to use a lot. So it was a callback to Luchasaurus. That's why the vacuum cleaner was there. I don't remember that, but that's why.
I don't remember that at all. No. I don't remember that. No.
The reason I'm bringing up Prestige here is, well, one good show. It's a shame they're going away. But they had a match between a team called the Hammer Brothers, who have never won the tag team titles, versus Midnight Heat, I think they're called. And it was in a construction zone match. Just your usual hardcore, but it was all construction tools. All right?
Huh.
Well, good in theory. So... Yeah, you got like your construction cones, your barriers, I don't know, everything associated, right? Well, they bring out a bag of concrete, and it has concrete pieces in it, and they start hitting each other with them. Well, they're gimmicked, obviously, and they're breaking apart all the time, and then they break apart some more, and you couldn't see the ring anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You could not see the action. And it's like somebody turn a fan on. And I thought that was the main event of the show. Because, you know, the Hammer Brothers finally won. And no, it wasn't. So the next wrestlers had to come out and wrestle on that. And I'm like, did someone not get a vacuum cleaner to vacuum this stuff up? Like, they're just sweeping it away. If you've ever been around concrete or dust in general, that stuff gets in everything. You have to vacuum it up. Like, it was crazy. So when Jack Perry hit, I don't remember who it was, with the vacuum cleaner, and that dust went all over the place, and then you couldn't see. Even the fans were like, chanting, like, we can't see or something. I'm like, was that on purpose, or does no one learn? Now, I mean, someone turn the fans out. Open some doors up so you can see again. So that's why I was bringing that up. In a matter of 5 days, I saw the same, like, smoky, cloudy spot. But, yeah, this was, I honestly, one of the more enjoyable matches I've ever seen on Dynamite. And this was after, like, legitimately hating a lot of this show. So, I don't think they should do this all the time, but damn, they need to do this more often. I mean, it was almost to me like they knew they had a dud of a show.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, we got to make up for this. Because on paper, you're like, why are they doing this? Other than AEW to AEW.
Yeah. Yeah. And this, all the angles, I think so much of it takes place on Collision. So I'm like, I'm not really 100% sure. I mean, I know I've seen, I know the Young Bucks are feuding with FTR again. And I know Ricochet has been feuding with Jack Perry. I had no idea what the Rascals part in this was. I don't know why, you know, why they're in this. And
mm-hmm. Well, they beat FTR in a, what do they call those, title, a contender eliminator? They beat FTR on at the end of Collision.
Oh, okay. That's I did not see that. Of course not.
So when that happened, that's when FTR freaked out and beat up the Young Bucks family. So.
Oh, I did. I heard about that. I didn't really see it because it's like.
It was
they've done that before with when the Young Bucks are baby faces. You know, they beat up the Young Bucks dad before. I'm positive, right?
Yeah. Yes, it was a show. Not this AEW. Time it was their brother.
Okay.
Malachi, I think his name is. I don't know.
They have a brother named Malachi.
Yeah, I think they're all named after biblical people. I believe so. Aren't they?
Ah, okay, that makes sense. So, for them, yeah.
But yeah, like the angle was fine.
I'm sure it was.
The angle's fine, although we were kind of touching on it in our group chat today about AEW's like insistence on, you know, their hardcore base, like they're all insiders, but then they do these other things that are made for a general audience. Like this angle is like, oh my gosh, they beat up the family, where like their audience is like, oh cool, did you see that? You know, the mom got involved, like, you know.
It's hard to get heat.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't resonate when the fans think they know everything.
No.
Or you tell them everything too.
So, yeah. No. You're right.
That's why there's been no growth for that company. So, regardless of what people want to say, they are not growing and they're not on a hot streak either. So.
Well, no, they haven't. They have not been on hot streak in a long time.
Well, depending on what you read.
Well, I don't read.
But no, I just like the goofiness. Honestly, I like what they call it, Mayhem, Mile High Mayhem.
Something like Mile High Mayhem. Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty accurate description, dude. They had stuff going on everywhere.
They did. It was fun. Go ahead. I don't have a full current thought there.
Well, I'm breathing hard. That's why. So it may sound like I got something to say. It's just me going. But no, I like the fact like they had the table set up, and the crowd started counting down the tables. They're like I think they said two more tables. They broke one, and then they started chanting one more table. Like most of the time, I'd hate that stuff, but in the context of this match and what they were going for, I was like, no, that works perfectly. While they did shut it off finally, while Jungle Boy's music is playing, like, it's so weird. And I thought that was a smart move on their part to where when the song started over again, they started cheering, and then that was the last time. So, but yeah, I don't know. Everything looked, it was fun. And then, you got to excuse me, who won? The bad guys won, right?
No, the baby faces won. Jack Perry pinned Ricochet.
Oh, that's right. Okay. There were a lot of near falls with like tons of super kicks.
There were a lot of near falls.
Yeah, it's my foggy brain. I was trying to remember the whole show anyways, but then I started to and went, no, let's just kind of try the fun stuff. But no, it's like everyone just kind of did their thing. And really, right. with like the Rascals kind of hanging in there because they've only been around 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
It was important to like show like that, you know, they're not like, I can't believe the fall, but like grizzled young veterans, you know, they come into AEW, they're immediately relegated to ROH. And it's
they're not really any good, so I'm not surprised.
All right, then. So there's that. So I didn't mind them. I liked them far better than when they were Joe Gacy's goons. Whatever. What the hell was that called again?
Fuck, what was that called?
Not the Wyatt family, not Sanity. Schism? No.
I think you're right. I think it was Schism.
Isn't that a Tool album? Eh, whatever. Them. Or no, it was The Schism, I think. Yeah. Yeah, because Ava was in it too.
Yeah.
Boy, there's none of them left except Joe Gacy. Go figure, huh?
Yeah.
For now. So.
Yes, for now, yeah.
But yeah, but the rest of Dynamite, though, I don't know, like, the Hangman Page MJF thing was fine. But, like, I don't know. MJF's just going to walk out and then you question the corner. I don't know. Like, the execution was just weird to me. Like, just call it in the
ring. Yes. Yeah. It's something I said in one of our infamous group chats last night is Tony Khan remembers storyline tropes that he saw growing up. You know, okay, we'll settle this with a coin flip, but that's a two-headed coin, you know. He'll remember things like that. Maybe try to execute it a little differently, and then it doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like they had, like, the trope was the standby match in the middle of the show, and then the show goes 15 minutes over. What kind of dumbass chicanery is this?
Yeah, that is. No, that's what they would say, like, if on a Clash, we would say on a Clash of the Champions.
Yeah.
Just in case the main event, go short, we will have standby matches.
Yeah.
That was never a WWE thing. That never.
No. I was gonna say, I don't think on NXT this week they had a standby match at all. When they could have, With the NXT.
Yes, yeah.
Well, with the Zarya, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, Saul and you're
Jason
right.
Going so short. But yeah, it's that sort of stuff but that kind of goes back to what I was saying is they still have that identity problem of catering to the inside fans but using dumbass tropes that aren't real. And like even Swerve, like was it Prince Nana? Didn't he make fun of it pretty much when he was like, wow, what a punishment. You fined him $100,000 and gave him a night off or the week off. And it's like, yeah, that's nothing. Like, we know it's not real. So, and it's like, that attack warranted $100,000 when we've seen Ricochet stabbing people with scissors. You know, as an example, it's that stupid stuff that, but they just rely on making matches and letting people go and do whatever they want.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then get hurt and you're not going to be around for the finish. So they have to change it.
Well, that AEW wasn't the only show that happened on this week.
No, but it's like Penelope Ford, this is the third time now.
Yeah.
She was out for whatever undisclosed reasons. I believe she said she had a miscarriage. I hope I'm correct in saying that. And she had some other problems involved with that. That's not exactly the same thing. Then she hurt her arm. Comes back from the hurt arm. Hurts her arm again. She's out a few weeks. And then this time jumps off the top rope and just everyone bails on her. I don't know what the hell was going on there. Because like Harley Cameron just jumped to the side.
Yeah.
And not Nyla Rose. Good Lord. Willow goes to catch her, but she's going to get obliterated. So it's like, I'm going to help you out as much as I can without me getting crushed. So, and now, yeah, they had no idea what to do at the end of that match. So
no, they didn't.
Lita Cross just goes in and hits her. And I'm like, Why would you do that? That didn't make any sense. And then I rewound it and went, oh, yeah. Penelope Ford's been gone the entirety of this match.
Yeah, I completely missed what happened to Penelope Ford, yeah.
Yeah,
which... I must have been down on my phone at that point.
Yeah, exactly. And I was also dozing off a lot. I was pretty tired yesterday. And, yeah, so when I rewound, I saw the move, and I went, uh-oh. I'm like, that can't be it. She did try getting up to wrestle, and then it was like, no, I can't. So... Ugh.
Yeah.
But it's something you said, and I believe it was from Monday night. Like, stick within your means.
I've been saying this for a while. Yeah, it's I said it on Tuesday. I've said it, and it's getting really bad with women's wrestling.
I was saying that during that, what was that war game style match they have, Blood and Guts.
Yeah,
they were doing all sorts of shit that just looked horrible.
Well, I'm also saying that it's been happening on WWE TV as well.
Oh, yes.
Because it's just, you don't have to do 100 miles an hour in every match. You don't have to do, you know, flips and... you don't have to... You should know what you can do and what your opponents can do and what you can do well and stick to that. And also have a level of matches that you do between, you know, TV and PLE and what matches are important and what matches aren't. This doesn't really jive with that, but the one example from the last couple of weeks that I remember is, I think it was the Rhea and Io against Nia and Lash Legend match.
Okay.
They do this spot where, and it's kind of a pretty common spot in a double team where you just kind of crisscross and hit your opponent, you know, one after the other. But I'm just like, first of all, Rhea Ripley is slower than Io Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, Nia Jax is slower than both of them, of course. So everyone's reaction times were completely off on this whole thing. And it's like, this spot is completely unnecessary in this match.
Yes. Yeah, it's becoming commonplace now that it's just the men mess up too, which needs to be.
Yes, they said, do. But, yeah, the SmackDown. The NXT tag title match. What was that crystal clear? It's like,
look who was
why
in
are
it.
You? Why are you? That was the that was Dark State against
like I said, look who's in it. So. I mean,
against what are they called again?
They are the Vanity Project now. They got rid of the Swipe Right. I don't know why.
Yeah, the Vanity Project. Yeah, yeah. You know, four guys, all basically rookies, just trying to go 100 miles an hour and maybe connecting 50%. Like, just do a basic match. You know, just do, you know, do heel heat spot. You know. Hot tag, you know, House of Fire, go to the finish.
Yeah.
You didn't need to do 18 dives out of the ring for an NXT tag title match on a random Tuesday.
I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Like, I get, like, it is a random Tuesday, but for them, they did promote that show pretty big.
It was a pretty big promoted show, and for... At least the Vanity Project guys, it was the biggest match of their lives. I get that, but you gotta know what your strengths are and what you can pull off on live TV.
Yeah, and that's also up to the agents too. And I also wonder though with them, like they practice.
They do.
So it's like, well, when do you not know? Like when do you go? Hey, I don't know. You know, or just go, no, we're going to get it right. Because there's the famous story of Randy Orton and Seth from WrestleMania where they kept trying to do the pop-up RKO. And they could never get it right.
That was incredible.
So they went to try it in the match, and it finally worked. So the match was the first time that it worked. And it's like, I hope they're not taking the wrong message from that. Like, Seth and Randy are saying, my God, we got lucky. Not...
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep going. It'll work. Well, yeah, maybe it will, but, you know. But it has, it's become a problem with just about everyone, the women more so. And I don't even know how to talk about this gingerly, so I'm just not going to. It's almost as if the women are still in that mode of, we're going to prove we're just as good as the men.
There is something to that, yes.
And I think what needs to be talked to them is, yeah, no one's saying you're not. So stick to what you're good at, or you are going to look inferior.
Yeah.
It's there's nothing wrong with staying within your means and then surprising everybody with something. Like every big, well, this is really men too, but every big person now wants to do a goddamn flip. Don't.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, imagine if Bronson Reed was doing like Hurricanrana spots, or he does a poison rana on somebody, or you know, it's like it just makes the oh no, goddamn, what's the name of his move?
The tsunami?
Tsunami. It just makes
He's
us.
blown both, but he's blown both ankles doing it off a cage before.
Yeah, so you think, well, guess what he's not doing again?
Yeah.
And then
But you know what? He
the.
probably will someday.
I hope not. I mean, you break both your ankles.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a wake-up call. Like, you're lucky you came back
I
from
would hope
that.
so,
You know?
but well, now he's tearing his bicep trying to clothesline
Oh,
people,
my God.
so
That's just.
that's just a that's a freak thing, yeah.
That's just stupid. You know, like all of, all right, so just hop over and break up the pin. Yeah, okay, I got it. Oh my God, what just happened? I honestly thought it was the German suplex spot, 'cause when he went up, you could see him grimacing, and I was like, uh-oh. And when he hits, his arm just ripples. And lo and behold, it was probably just making it worse. But yeah, there's a lot to be said, and it's really the focus of this conversation is the women. But a lot can be said with going back to doing less. Now,
Yeah.
in AEW, that's never, ever going to happen.
Oh yeah. And there
So.
was a there and there was a I he'll never get called out for it. But there was a character revealing moment for Tony Khan a couple of weeks ago when the subject was brought up, especially I think it was after, sometime after the whole Kyle Fletcher, neck, tiger suplex
Yeah.
from the top ropes on his neck thing. It basically, I don't have the quote in front of me. I'm not going to put it. But I feel like Tony Khan was basically saying is, these are my toys. These are my action figures. I'm playing with real human beings.
Know you're paraphrasing, but that sounds terrible. You know what I mean?
It.
Like,
I mean, he made it sound nicer than that. It's
well.
something about, wrestlers will always raise the bar, and it's hard to get them to listen or whatever or tone down. It was more like that, but I could read between the lines.
Yeah.
This is because this is what he gets off on. This is his kind of wrestling.
Yeah.
The guy who went, way too young was going to the ECW arena.
Yeah, true. Well, the thing is, like, do you remember when Mick Foley like fell off, threw off, whatever, the top of the Hell in a Cell? And it was like, that's enough. Even Vince McMahon said, you're never doing that again. Now, of course, he did a few, like, a year later, but with safety precautions, at least, padded ring giveaway, whatever else. Shane McMahon did it, but clearly with a crash pad under it. It's like stuff like that. Well, we really haven't had that lately. Instead, it's just spots in the ring that are just going to wear your body out. Like in a bad way. Like Kyle Fletcher can say, well, I'm young and, it's, I'm built different or whatever excuses they want to come up with. Well, no, that's not true at all. Your neck is going to get worn out just the way anyone else's is going to. I mean, look at Kurt Angle. Let's look at Kurt Angle as an example for this. This is no secret. The dude broke his neck, what, 1,000 times? I mean, all right. I'm sorry. Let me be real with this. What, he broke it, what, 4 times? Three, four
Something like
times
that,
or
I
something like
think.
that. And then what happens? He gets hooked on pills. I mean, it's like we haven't had these sort of situations, and I'd really like to not cover another wrestler dying because, you know, they beat themselves up and fell off. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
But it's like, where do you think this goes? You know, there's a reason they call, you know, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's like, and the thing is, no one's, like, all of these spots, I sound like Jim Cornette. But he does have some points. You do all of these moves and no one, it doesn't matter. Because now you run to the next match where you're doing the same thing.
No, I've
for less of
no,
a pop.
I've said it before, and one of the coldest things I've ever said on this show. I wouldn't care if anything happened to Kyle Fletcher, because I just, he's never done anything to make me care about him.
Yeah.
Either the character or real person or anything. Yeah. I mean, just a guy who does spots, and that describes so many people on the AEW roster.
Yeah, and it's, I think that's why I get bent out of shape when I keep hearing AEW wrestlers talk about they're allowed to be creative, they're allowed to do what they want to do.
Yes, that's the Tony Khan defense. Yeah.
And it's like, well, don't. Like, instead of, I don't know. I'm never been in the business, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if everyone is sitting there going, all right, so I'm going to do a 450 splash through a table while you're laying on a bed of nails, I'm going to look at them and go, no, I'm not. So we're going to come up with something else. It's that simple. But everyone's like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Like, Jack Perry was a great example. He wanted to use real glass. And CM Punk very wisely said, what the hell are you doing? No. Like, well, they told him to say no.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like, it's that arrogance. Maybe it's youth, which is, you know, I'm far past those years. But, you know, it's there has to be an adult in the room that people listen to. And it frankly, there isn't that person in AEW.
There's never been.
Yeah, I was like, how many of the older guys that have left and have said, yeah, I set up training stuff. No one show up. No one come to me for offers. I'd offer advice and they just wouldn't take it. And it's like, this is a guy or woman that's been in the business 30 years. You've been in the business 10. And the way you're going, you ain't making 15. But I kind of went off on a diatribe there. But, yeah, but the women got to stop doing that stuff. we started off talking about the women, and then God digs out on Kyle Fletcher again, and then came back. Like, and I guess, like, there are people who are, what's that? Like, they're just different. Like we've been seeing Mark Briscoe get beat up since, you know, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And he's still going.
When he was underage.
Yeah.
He's been doing this, yeah.
I mean, I was telling Kevin, I just think they remember, we were at a ROH show in Detroit before WrestleMania 23. Mark crashed and burned right in front of us. We were in the second row. And he smashed his head on the guardrail or the floor. And he's bleeding all over the place. And, like, there are people yelling, stop the match. Like, this guy's out. Even Jay dropped down and was checking him out. Like, you all right? And I don't think he wrestled the rest of that match, but they kept it going.
I vaguely remember that because I had that match on DVD.
Yeah,
that show on DVD for a while. Yeah,
that show had some fun moments. I don't remember too much about it. I think the next day, Dusty and I were seeing Zach Galifianakis, and then Eric and some of the other people went to see the second night where Johnny Fairplay showed up in Ring of Honor.
Oh yeah.
He texted us. Oh my God, Johnny Fairplay. I don't know who texted him back going, so? just shot it down. Who cares? But yeah, that's pretty much AEW. Nothing mattered. We had the angle that didn't need to go to that angle, but all right. And Hangman has to win, right? I know this pay-per-view is not close, but he has to win. Or he's dead in the water.
Does. Yeah, I don't... We've seen this happen before.
Yes.
It has killed someone off, basically. You can't do this stipulation. Yeah, this stipulation does not work at all. You ruin a guy's career with this. He has nowhere to go.
Right.
And he's already been to the top twice.
And as they keep pointing out, didn't do well both times. It's like, alrighty. But my thing is, if they want Swerve to be the ultimate bad guy, he costs Hangman the match. And then you've got your big top heel.
Yeah, I see it going.
But
I mean, they're always going to go back to Hangman and Swerve.
Yeah, but it's like, well, what do? They're never going to fight for a title. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. We got a ways to go. Maybe there'll be some more twists along this path. But we can talk about NXT real quick. The main event was good, regardless of how we feel about the people in it. It was good. They pulled out all the tricks. Miles Bourne gets his big win. And I think we all agreed, let's just get Ethan to the main roster.
Definitely. He needs to go quick. And I didn't think I was going to say that. When he showed up, I'm like, okay, this is your lifetime player coach here. This is the guy who's not ever going to be main roster worthy. And I'm like, no, okay, you could put him and Chelsea Green together on the main roster.
But wouldn't that be weird with Matt Cardona there? They haven't hidden the fact they're,
On the show, within the confines of the show itself, no, they've never brought it up.
Yeah, I don't know. It almost seems like an AEW thing to me. Like, enough people would know, but at the same time, they're both Canadians.
He's had multiple female valets on the Indies while she's been in WWE.
Well, no, Steph Delander was his muscle. So,
well, yeah, I know that. Yeah,
but another girl. Or another woman who's made the most of her after WWE career, outside of getting hurt, unfortunately. But
I saw her name for the first time in a long time.
Well, she was tearing it up with him, and then just she had to have neck surgery, so she's just now coming back. But it's like, damn.
Yeah.
But I mean, she could have quit. She reinvented herself, so I'll always give her credit for that and making money too. So. But, Ethan going up with Chelsea would be fun. I guess they could do it. You know, WWE audience is not exactly an internet audience, but there's certainly the amount of fans that are.
Yeah.
It also gives Cardona a feud. So.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. But, again, it's just like, he's already in jobber territory, though.
Yeah, I mean they did that subtle tease of like, when Cody was champion, he was like, I'm coming for the title. So, all right. But
yeah. Then people came to their senses and realized how ridiculous that is.
Yeah. Well, it's also silly because they didn't need him.
No, they have not they didn't need him at all. Like I'm it wouldn't surprise me if Paul Levesque already has buyer's regret on that one. Like, there was no need for him. He's not good enough at putting people over, even, really.
No.
Because he's just so jacked. He doesn't take bumps well. He's not a bump guy. Beating him isn't impressive, and he doesn't look impressive. He's not a bumper. So it's just, there's nothing. He could be a big fish in a small pond. He probably should have stayed that way.
Yeah, but it's also like he doesn't do anything cool.
No, he doesn't.
I know it was like a long time ago, but that Long Island Iced Tea stuff was fun. That's what made him get stand out in the internet title and all that stuff. And it's all gone. So it's like, oh, okay, he's just there. But hey, if it keeps Chelsea happy, that's fine.
Yeah.
Not that
keeping Chelsea happy is very. Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if she's exactly been that happy lately, but she did get defended by the Undertaker, though.
Yeah, because he's right. They used her
He is
correctly in
right.
Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched that whole thing and I was like, I love the bait of it. All you want
Yeah,
to do is listen to it.
I didn't even think about that. Yes, he has actually booked her now.
Yes.
So he has an intimate knowledge of how good she can be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Otherwise, you would think, does he really watch the shows every week? Does he even know who she is? But no. He definitely
Oh, sorry.
he's definitely a big fan.
I tried hitting mute real quick. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. And
Yeah.
Michael Hayes was talking out of his ass,
Yeah.
like him and Road Dogg. It's like, how are they even still in the mix here?
Well, because Hayes can put on a good main event. He can agent a main event. That's why.
Well, then let him do that and not have any actual say over creative,
Yeah.
because there are two different jobs, really.
Yeah. Or just go, all right, this is what we're doing, Michael. All right, cool. You know? So, I mean, I get it. And at the same time, I'm just like, all right, whatever. You know, like, if they wanted to push Chelsea Green, they would. It's just like anything else. Like, I know Unreal isn't exactly real, all right? But again, and I bring this up every time because they're the ones that put it out there for consumption and probably to throw off people. But there's too m if this is the best they have too many people. Too many people not giving either honest feedback or just being ignored. Like, who was the guy that didn't want CM Punk winning the Royal Rumble last year?
I don't remember that
Like
one,
Ed
no.
Kotske or
That's
something?
season one.
It's been a guy that's
Yes,
been around
Kotsky.
forever.
Yeah.
Get his ass out of there. Like that's a that was terrible. Get the fuck out. That's just because you've been there a while doesn't mean like your input is correct anymore. So no, it's like how many bad ideas can you keep letting people get away with? And I know it's just one, I'm being judgmental, but if I mean it's also. I'm also these WWE interview stuff like this. I'm also tired of them saying that we listen to the fans. So, well, you listen, but then you don't act on it. So, if like Undertaker saying that Chelsea Green just needed a mean streak, right? If
Yes.
Taker can see that, if he can see the money in that, right? How could a whole room full of people not see that? Or they just don't want to. I'm just using her as an example. Like Bron Breakker being a bad guy, people don't want to boo him. Not we keep him in this role, and that causes, you know, the product to be a little wonky. I mean, no, you can't give the audience what they want every time, but god damn, like stop doing Vince stuff. Oh.
Yeah, there's definitely been there's been some Vince like acting behavior lately.
Yeah, well. Not having a WrestleMania card looking like anything a month and a couple weeks out. I'm hoping Saturday does make it something, you know?
Yeah,
'Cause I
but
was
man, does it sound like we're getting the fuck finish of a lifetime in that men's chamber.
What, you think it's gonna be Cody?
Well, I don't know if it's gonna be Cody. I don't know if it'll end up being anybody. Because if the WrestleMania event's gonna be a four, five, six way, whatever the fuck, how does one guy even walk out of there the winner?
Yeah. Well, I'm stubbornly just gonna, I'm still sticking with make it LA Knight.
He's not the guy. He's not.
It
It's
doesn't matter if
Randy.
he's
It's
the
gotta be.
guy.
It's gotta be Randy Orton. It's
Oh, that's fine too.
yeah. It's yeah.
But, well, I think we talked about it. If they want to, if they're like, all right, it's stale, people aren't buying tickets because of the prices. Although, have you seen how much they've supposedly already made off tickets?
I have not seen that number, no.
$66 million.
Holy shit.
So, yeah. You know, but do you want a half full house at $66 million or a full house at $66 million? You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know, you know, well, people are going to walk up. Well, And that's why I keep saying LA Knight is that gives the people what they want. They want an LA Knight success finally.
I mean, they do want something big for him, yes.
So, you know, you want tickets to start moving. Give the crowd what they want.
I think they want Randy Orton to win number 15 more than that. I think it absolutely should be Orton, and it should be a singles match. Let Cody and Jacob Fatu do their own thing. And God forbid, don't put Sami Zayn or Aleister Black or Trick Williams or anyone else in this match. I'm making five. Then what the fuck is the point of the Elimination Chamber if we get five, six guys in the match at WrestleMania? I think that's a rumor WWE's just put out so that when it settles into a four-way, people are going to go, phew, we dodged a bullet on that one. At least it's not a five or six-way.
Wait, what's the rumor? I haven't heard
of it. The rumor is that it's going to be so many people involved. It's going to be like five or six people. Like, Sami Zayn's going to get in. Maybe Aleister Black might get in. Trick Williams might get in.
So everyone in the chamber match? No. That would be people who are like, Aleister is not in it, nor is Sami. So everyone who doesn't get into the chamber gets into the title match?
Yeah. I'm like, again, it's I've only seen this like on the real like news sites with a Z.
Okay.
Not even any kind of attribution to Meltzer or Sapp or anything or anyone who's even remotely credible. So I'm like, okay. I'm going to take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But because I don't. A four-way is possible because on SmackDown, for the first time in this title reign, McIntyre did go after Orton. So Orton, for the first time, is actually really in the mix now. He wasn't in the mix before this. It was all about McIntyre, Rhodes, and Fatu. So now Orton is in this. And, you know, has a much better shot of, you know, winning the whole thing and getting in this. Whatever it ends up being. I'm still against the being a multi-person deal. Just pick someone and go with them.
Yeah.
And then let the other two go off and do their own thing.
Yeah, I mean, Jacob and Cody on their own is fine. Or, hell, you know what? Well, no, it doesn't make sense. Never mind. Jacob and Cody's fine. Drew and Randy is fine with me, too.
Yeah.
You can actually build some stuff up there. The problem with that one is, though, they've already gone backward. They're going backwards with that. We've already had a Randy Orton match with Drew, and he won it clean.
That was still months ago now.
So, I mean, I guess they can use it, too.
A TV match. Yeah, you could use it. They've got a history, you know. They traded the title back and forth during the COVID time, you know, at the Thunderdome, too. So, I just think about it, trying to force a three-way, four-way, whatever, is just like, then why are we even doing the Elimination Chamber like this?
Right, and I don't see how there's a clear picture into it. Well, okay, I will admit, what did Brock do on Raw? I fell asleep, and I forgot to go look.
Heyman just said that, you know, Brock basically has an open challenge for WrestleMania, and, you know, someone can notch their gun in the quote in the real main event of WrestleMania.
Ah. So,
which,
okay.
I guess that could be a spot for LA Knight, but
what a bozo ass match that is.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of a match, but otherwise there's just no other way that LA Knight's getting a big match at WrestleMania then. Because all the other dance partners are going to be full. But the way that they're doing it is just saying that there's no, Heyman's doing it, saying that there's no one has the guts to step up to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Oh, so it's got to be Obafemi then, or Gunther.
Yes, exactly. And they laid out that Brock's not going to be back on Raw until for another 3 weeks. That for till the 16th of March.
Oh, okay.
So in that time, the Oba chants are going to get more and more deafening.
Huh.
So it can't be, it really almost can't be anybody else.
True. And it shouldn't be, to be honest.
No, it shouldn't be, no.
And they got to make sure Brock's willing to play ball, though. Because
they do have to.
If Brock's on the way out, he has to lose to him. And I think with him, something always gets lost with Brock, though, is Brock is a wrestler. You know, he understands stuff. We talked about it. He's an incredibly underrated performer and a wrestling mind, too.
Yeah.
You know? So,
But sometimes he gets weird about bumping for the big guys and losing his stature in that regard.
Yeah, but it's like if you're
But again, if it's his, if he's only got two or three matches left of his entire career, then maybe he's not caring about that as much.
Yeah. I mean, he's got, for some reason, my Instagram feed is full of his kids. I don't know what the hell's going on here. His daughter that's at, Colorado State? And her boyfriend with Brock lurking in the background? Like, okay. And then I guess his kid plays hockey. And I'm like, I don't want to know this. I don't know this man. Like, stop. I mean, I don't care. I don't care about what the neighbor's kids do, let alone some person I watch on TV. Yeah, it's just weird. People are weird to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's Brock Lesnar's daughter. She looks like, so what? She ain't wrestling. Leave her alone. Anyways. But the idea of Randy in that, okay, so Randy is in the chamber. All right, he wins. Fine. But then, I don't know. Hang on.
Okay, I'm hanging.
I'm back. So I'm going to go with the mute button. It just makes no sense to have it be a multi-person match. Unless, and the reason I was asking about what Brock said on Monday was, does he just bust in the Elimination Chamber, beat everybody up, and that's the end?
Nah, it sounds like he's waiting for his opponent.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was asking. Because, silly.
Do Drew and Jacob get into the Elimination Chamber and just wreak havoc?
Oh, there is that, too.
There is that. So I do think what they're going to end up doing at some point is, and probably fairly soon because they need to get to it soon, I imagine that we're going to get a McIntyre Fatu one-on-one match. I don't know if they'll add it to Elimination Chamber or maybe the following week on SmackDown. Because then you get Cody and whoever else. So wait a minute. I got to go in the Elimination Chamber, but Fatu loses his qualifying match, but he gets a title match on TV? What? He gets a title match next week? So then that turns into a clusterfuck. I mean, I guess the four-way would be fine. Of the options, I think I like the four-way with Randy involved better than the triple threat.
Right. Well, I guess this is the problem of, is it a problem of not having a direction for so many people, or is it a demand for so many people that you got to hurry up and figure out what to do with all these guys?
I feel like I feel like the demand for Jacob Fatu isn't there right now.
No, he did lose. Momentum. When he lost to Solo. That was a weird loss.
Those were two weird losses, and then the injury time off. He didn't come back super hot from that. Cody needs to step away from the title for a while, for a while. So there's no demand for Cody. I mean, really, if the two people who are being cheered the loudest and demanded the most are Randy Orton and it just said LA Knight.
Mm-hmm.
But LA Knight, I'm not sure where you try to fit him in that feels important.
Yeah, because you can't go him and Logan Paul. You certainly cannot go him and Austin Theory.
No.
I thought it was going to be Bronson Reed and him, but I think they've even done something in the past.
It was Reed who put him out and put him through that car hook.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I thought they had a few, but I guess not. Maybe in NXT? I don't know.
Maybe there was something there. I don't know.
But LA Knight's popularity has not waned at all.
No.
And it's bizarre that no one's all right, the hell with this. Which is that what they're waiting for? And if that is the case, then why the hell are you using them? I don't believe that's the case at all. I just think they're just stuck. And it's like, well, Randy's got to win 15, I guess. Because, again, Randy is the problem because he can't be a heel. They're not going to boo him.
Yeah, no.
So
maybe does LA Knight have to turn heel to get something eventually?
I don't know how you turn him heel. People, he may be in that place too.
Yeah.
You know? Because, they have him going up against Jey Uso again, and people were cheering him over Jay, which I know Jay's cooling off, but you know, it's fun, and it's I guess it makes Elimination Chamber interesting at least.
It is interesting. I'm not exactly certain what direction they're heading in. I mean, I don't think LA Knight's lasting in that match beyond the final three. It's still going to come down to Orton and Cody.
Who are right, so it's two. Orton, Cody, Jay, LA Knight. Who are the other two?
Javon Evans.
Oh no chance.
And Trick Williams.
Okay. Wow, that's a pretty like. They'd never in a million years have it be Trick, but
no, it's damn sure not time for that. No. It's not gonna be Javon, of course. No. It's not gonna be Jey Uso. He wasn't even supposed to be in the match.
Yeah. So I think Javon's probably the first. LA or Javon's the first one out.
I mean, they might let him eliminate somebody
with that many people in there, and the like them being the young guns or whatever you want to put it.
Yeah.
You know, so. I'm looking forward to this show. Who's in the women's? Do you have that in front of you? I know Tiffany is, Rhea.
Tiffany, Rhea,
Kairi Sane, Asuka, Alexa. Then there's one more.
Kairi Sane won? I don't remember Kairi Sane winning.
I thought she beat Io Sky this week.
I know Io didn't win. Who else was in the match? I don't remember if Kairi Sane won.
I'm looking up the card.
Yeah, look it up, please. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot we have Becky Lee. Becky Lynch versus Becky AJ Lee.
That should be good. This one.
Oh no, Raquel Rodriguez won, excuse me.
Right. Yes, Raquel won. Oh my god. How could I forget about Raquel?
Yes, making sure. Yeah, that's right, cuz Asuka was mad at Kairi for losing, but Kairi said she didn't get in. Like, you know, talking about Io Sky. So I was like, "Oh, all right." But
yeah.
All right, so looking at the women's, I mean, we can go over this card real quick. AJ Lee and Becky, that's a toss-up to me.
I think in Chicago, AJ wins, so we can set up like a gimmick return at WrestleMania. Thankfully, we haven't had the two of them interacting with Natty and Maxine Dupri in the last couple of weeks. So I'm like, okay, thank God they're not going with a.
No, didn't AJ Lee came down to check on Maxine, right?
That was like 2 weeks ago. That wasn't this week.
Well, who did Natty fight this week?
She fought Maxine. That's when Maxine hit her head on the hit the post, and then they stopped the match again.
Oh, see,
after
I thought
2 minutes.
Okay, I could have sworn AJ came down. All right, hey, whatever, man. You know that you're right. Although I don't know, Natty's gimmick's pretty cool. I like the mouthpiece. Gotcha. Wow, you fell for that quick. Jesus Christ, calm down. I put a raw steak in front of a dog over there. Nay's gimmick's pretty cool. Oh, this is, chill out, hang on, it's cringy.
It is so cringy, and it's and part of the problem is she's been talking for like a year, like I really want to try this new character out, because she can't stay away from like podcasts and shit like that. I'm like, if you're just telling people that this is a character, then they're not going to believe it. Just right off the bat. I'm making a character change. Just announce you're making a character change. Because it's just so genuine and organic.
Yeah.
I believe she's been in so many fights in her adult life and kicked so many asses.
Well, I mean, she came from the dungeon.
Yeah. Just like your grandfather, who people just let her put holds on them, and then they get this reputation as a shooter.
Yeah, it's well. The thing is, like, the Natty character is actually very easy to do correctly. Well, everyone says how nice Natalya is as a person in real life, right?
Yeah.
But she's also dungeon trained. She trains people in the dungeon now.
Yeah.
Writes itself. It doesn't have to be like she's still a nice person. Like, it kind of sucks to steal a gimmick, but she's not in WWE anymore. She's in TNA now. Sonya Deville.
Yeah.
With her gimmick was put your hair up and square up. That's all Natalya has to do. Is just go down and be like, you know what? Outside I'm nice. Inside the ring, I'm serious as a fighter.
I just,
you know, Not this. I'm gonna kill everybody.
I don't like these gimmicks. I just don't like these gimmicks on people who don't have who don't back them up. We just this day and age, there's just AEW is just filled with guys who or girls who watch MMA but don't understand MMA.
Yeah.
And you know, so they wear their kick pads and they do their cross kicks and all that shit. It's just like, you know, and just so many
He wasn't even on the show.
Yes, he was. I saw
that's
that
right.
Bullet.
He was. Yes. As soon as you said, "Where's his kick pads?" It's like, Jesus Christ, getting into digs on him too, not unwarranted, mind you.
No, not.
I'm a karate master. Watch this. God! Like, stop.
God, I don't know. Just the fake MMA and wrestling had been my biggest pet peeve for years.
That's
why
the Undertaker's fault.
I couldn't. It kind of is.
Yeah. Yep.
No.
He started wearing MMA gloves. They started calling him like he was the best pure striker in WWE at one point.
Best pure striker, yes.
Like,
get
the hell out of here. Now, I have no doubt Taker can throw hands, but just stop. So, anyways. So Becky Lee. Yeah, Becky Lee and AJ Lynch are fighting. But it's like, I don't want a rematch at WrestleMania.
See, that's where we've got this weird idea in our head that WrestleMania needs to be first time ever matches.
No.
It's not. It's supposed to be the culmination.
Right. I don't want this match again, though. Like, I don't know. I'll say it out loud. AJ Lee's been underwhelming since coming back.
Okay.
And Becky Lynch isn't exactly interesting to me. So I don't really care.
Okay. All right. Coming in hot.
Yeah. I don't know whose fault it is. Maybe it's mine.
Yeah.
This holds no interest to me. Outside, it's in Chicago. Exactly. So.
Yeah, I mean, no. You caught me there. No. AJ's barely around.
Yeah.
And Becky's trying to practice her acting chops in the middle of wrestling shows. Because you can tell that she's heading towards the door.
I
feel.
Well, she just re-signed, though, so.
Yeah, I mean, didn't she say? Hasn't she said that this is her last contract?
Yeah, but she just signed it like earlier this year, I thought, or what, middle of last year?
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, last year's WrestleMania. Yeah,
1 year into a three-year deal, yeah, something like that, yeah, yeah.
So, but it's like, to me, all right, you got. I have nothing against AJ Lee. I'm a fan, or was, right? But I think a lot of AJ Lee's aura and legend status is that she quit so young and she left so young that we forget. And it's like anybody else, like the Bellas coming back. Hey, you guys got away with it back then. The women now are miles ahead of you. And it feels like that with AJ Lee as well. I'm not saying she was never good. But I'm saying she's not as good as women are now. And I guess one repetition, she's only had one match since she came back.
Two.
What was the other
one? This is a singles match, a completely different animal.
Oh, I forget.
But, hopefully they surprise us really heat up, and they can really heat up this angle.
Yeah.
In the weeks ahead, if they really are going to go, do a rematch at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but it's like, I saw the way, like, Bayley just lost in the Elimination Chamber matches. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And then we got these two. And I'm like, I'd much rather see Bayley and AJ Lee.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I'm a bigger fan of Bayley to begin with. And it's like, I don't know. I just, like, it's just a weird proposition to me. And it's fine. I mean, it's, you know. But again, we only have four goddamn matches on this show.
The chamber matches are going to be long.
We
have so much to fit in.
So many commercials to fit in. I can't wait to see what advertisers we have. The other match, CM Punk, Finn Balor. Cool. CM Punk wins. I don't see this as being any. The only thing this can lead to is Finn, like, Dominic comes out and does something, like cost Finn the match or JD or something, and then that's how they like WrestleMania's Dom and Finn, something like that, which is fine. All right, so I'm also starting to lose my voice, so I'm trying to wrap this up. We have the women: Tiffany, Rhea, Alexa, Asuka, Kiana James, and Raquel. Whoever wins this goes after Jade.
And of this lineup, I'm almost positive it's going to be Rhea Ripley. Because you got to put someone with some size against Jade.
Right.
It's got to be a baby face.
Well, you got Tiffany and Rhea. They're the only two.
Yeah.
They already did Tiffany,
and Tiffany's... They did Tiffany, and she's not she hasn't exactly come back hot.
Yeah.
So it's not a... Because Rhea also has that tag title match the night before. She's like the only person who has to wrestle on SmackDown and then Elimination Chamber again.
Who's that match against? Is it Nia?
It's Nia and Lash. So okay. It's time to drop that belt. So Rhea can go back for singles gold for the first time in a year. Well, she's had her title shots, but actually, maybe actually win it.
Yeah. So I'm with you. I don't see Alexa, Asuka, Kiana.
No.
I'm gonna guess it almost seems out of this there are possibilities of going different directions out of this match. So Rhea goes with Jade. I don't know. I like the interaction between Tiffany and Charlotte. I wouldn't mind seeing them run that back.
I don't have fond memories of that match, so I'm not.
Oh no, I liked it. It was brutal. The match itself was good.
That just was all right. And maybe Tiffany can pick herself up a tag team partner.
Oh, that's true.
And we can get our big women's tag team clusterfuck, maybe involving a ladder. Don't say you wouldn't look forward to that.
Oh no, I would.
For good and bad reasons.
Yeah, no, I would look forward to that. But yeah, out of this match, even Asuka losing, she can go back and blame Kyrie for not being in the match to help her win. And then it just seems like they're setting up the three Japanese girls against each other, which I'm all for. So, and then we have the men's match we've covered. I will acquiesce to you that Randy Orton's probably gonna win. I still think LA Knight doing it may do something. Especially if it opens up like Jay beating Gunther. I don't know. If it's LA Knight.
That didn't work.
But then
okay, so
if Cody wins this, this crowd's gonna boo.
Oh, they are gonna boo. We're at a tipping point with Cody as a babyface.
Yeah. Yep.
And him not winning this, him not being in a title match at WrestleMania, is the best thing for him long term. If they are committed to him not turning heel.
I'm just trying to think of where to go with it. I'm guessing Jacob.
Yeah. But it would be him and Jacob. They could do a street fight, whatever type of thing, the two of them.
But now, Jacob also said he was done with Cody, though.
Cody's not going to be done with Jacob because I do think they are going to do something with McIntyre and Jacob Fatu.
Yeah,
it'll be a last minute add to Elimination Chamber. Maybe it'll be on, as I said, maybe it'll be on SmackDown in the next week or so. But I'm almost positive that, because Aldis did promise Jacob Fatu something if he stopped beating up security guards.
Yeah. But the other thing, they've never said who beat him up.
They have never said that. No.
So,
I'm hoping it doesn't turn into one of those things that they just drop.
I'm also hoping it doesn't turn out to be Randy, and he enters the cage, beats up Randy, and so we have Randy and Jacob putting Randy off until SummerSlam or something.
Yeah, no, I don't.
And then Cody wins.
Because anything that puts Randy as a heel is not going to work.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all.
Fail.
This is like the Ric Flair thing. Remember when Rick insisted on turning heel? Even though no one wanted to boo him. It's like, stop. Yes. So, and to a degree, John Cena. They didn't read that room at all.
No, they didn't.
Yep.
But I didn't like the Cena Cody match to begin with. I thought they
no fucking sucked. That's why that match sucked bad.
It sucked. Ugh. By the sheer force of doing everything, including the kitchen sink, their SummerSlam match was really good, of course.
Oh yeah.
But and then it was a babyface match. Wouldn't have worked either.
We could have gotten.
They should have just done Cena and Gunther. And then put Cody because the other main event was a triple threat. Throw Cody in there, make that a four way. All those guys had already been feuding with each other anyway, basically.
That would have been epic, actually. God damn, do you think about that? Holy God.
And then do Cena Gunther there.
Wow.
Cena beats Gunther, and so that way, I think I've said this before. Cena beats Gunther at WrestleMania, and then they close the loop in December by having Gunther tap out Cena. There we go.
That would have been perfect.
And all that shit.
But yeah, man, that match was really good with the three of them. And just imagine Cody in there and
and the title's at stake. That would have been epic. But for whatever reason, relitigate last year, but they got it up their ass. They got it in their head that Cena versus Cody is like some great dream match, and it's like no, it really isn't.
Yeah, they overestimated the importance of Cody. This wasn't.
Yes, they've been doing that for a while now. This is that is a thing. Once Cody's story finished. He's been gradually less and less interesting.
Yeah, but he's still the top merch guy. So it's like there's still people buying stuff, And that's that, I mean, look at how he conducts himself, all this stuff. He is the prototypical guy they want. And he wants he wants that too. So, he's the guy that's willing to do whatever. And I'm sure there are other people that want that ball too. And there's a lot of young guys that are going to do it. I'm already starting to see Trick Williams doing interviews. Yeah. That's rare for a guy who's been on TV for a month.
They had him interacting with Stephen A. Smith, for God's sake.
Yes. Yep.
And it was good.
He's money.
He is money, yeah.
So he's not going to. All right? We've already covered who's going to win.
No.
If they decided to strap that to Trick, be like, screw it. Look at, people already do the whoop that Trick. They do all think. And by the way, does Booker T get any credit for this? For his entrance? Because.
No, not really.
He should. Because when they started, that was when Booker's, Trick and all that, when he came out, Booker was and still is the color announcer. And, they do his music, and Booker was the one making those noises that people do during Trick's entrance now. So he deserves some credit for helping to find that guy. But
yeah, he does.
But anyways.
But I think what Trick's role at WrestleMania is going to be, he's going to face Sami Zayn, and he's going to beat him. And Sami Zayn's role at WrestleMania is going to be that person that has to stand in the middle of the ring while Trick's entrance music is playing and people point at him and saying, whoop that Trick because he's that Trick.
I figured it was going to be a triple threat or quadruple threat for the U.S. title. So we can give everyone their WrestleMania moment of, oh, Trick and Mello are back in the ring together. Even though they just were Friday.
But, yeah, I was going to say, they just did that.
But still, grander stage. Grandest stage in the mall, man. So.
Yeah. Well, okay. Title match is off the table. Who do you put LA Knight against at WrestleMania?
Every title match is off.
Just the main one.
Because I was going to say you could insert him into the some sort of four way for the Intercontinental title.
You could.
So
hate holding up those types of matches, but
if not, honestly, I got no clue. He can't fight Logan Paul again. I mean, I guess he could.
I mean, and people are saying that Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker are rehabbing like crazy.
There's no chance
They might.
There's no chance for Breaker. You can't have a hernia and come back in 6 weeks.
From the time of the surgery, it's about 8 weeks though. He's superhuman. He's a freak.
Well, don't drug test him.
I guess not, no.
I mean, I'll seriousness.
And I guess, and one more question before I let you go, because I know your voice is giving out on you.
Yeah.
Similar to the Lane 8 question, what do you do with your boy Gunther?
These are all questions that I've been asked, like the Gunther one especially. What do you do? I don't see anybody. Look at the Raw roster. I mean, what was he going to fight Logan Paul? You know,
they teased that before.
Yeah, but
it would probably be excellent.
It doesn't do anything though. You know.
Yeah.
So it doesn't do anything for Logan except get his ass kicked because he's not winning.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense because it sounds kind of stupid to say, but Logan needs to win. So
he does need to win more. Yes.
But I was like,
I could see Logan Paul and Austin Theory going for the tag belts. That might be a and have them win it, of course.
That's fine.
That'd be fine. Gunther, let's see if his whole thing now is retiring old guys. But what old guys are ready? Is Mysterio ready?
There is that aspect he could.
Yeah. Is Mysterio ready? Mysterio hasn't been mentioned as somebody who's sounding like he's ready to let it all go.
I always thought his last match would be Dominic anyways.
Yeah, I think
that would make sense. Unless Dominic comes out and helps him win somehow, which would be crazy. But I mean,
if Jericho's able to come in and only wants to do a one and done, because when Gunther fights an old guy, they have to retire afterwards. That's the whole thing. He can't just beat an old guy and have the old guy keep going.
Yeah. Well, remember, we did forget there is the box. I guess the box will be revealed as well.
Oh, yeah, there is the box. There is the box, and that seems like right up Jericho's alley.
It's so goofy. Just the idea that there's a person in there that keeps getting shipped. But, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let me just stop there.
I guess there's a person in there? what else is it going to be?
I know. It'd be funny if it was like the box you sit back and forth, you think it's a person, and then it just like pops and like balloons and streamers come out or something, and it says Monday night. You know? Boy, that crowd would be pissed. See you on Monday. You know? But Jericho also, didn't he debut in Chicago?
Yes, he did. Yes, he debuted in Chicago. So And again, of course, I know all the reports that he's, you know, stuck in AEW or whatever. But no one's revealing their source on that.
Also,
the source is Chris Jericho himself.
Exactly. But doesn't this stuff always start, like, whenever someone's debuting, it's like, well, you know, they're really stuck doing this, or the rehab is something else, and all of a sudden there they are. And by the way, AEW does it too. So there's always like a strategic, some strategery behind it, as they say.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I forgot about the box. Jericho debuted in Chicago. Cool. I wonder if like after the Elimination Chamber, if it is Randy, would they upstage him again, like with a big win? Because remember he came back at War Games and Punk came back.
Yeah.
I'm Randy. I'm like, what the hell? What did I do? You know, so I mean, we're going to watch it regardless. They need to make sure, you know, if there's not stuff set up for WrestleMania, they better damn well sure have it set up on Monday, because that 30% off thing didn't work. So, I mean, it worked for us, but.
Yeah, it did. Well, what's got you saying it didn't work? That WrestleTix channel account, like. Posted new numbers or something?
Yeah, I guess it didn't like move a whole lot. So, But you know,
you're getting to a point now where you're not going to be able to convince people to take that kind of a vacation in less than 2 months notice.
No, and also like everything I keep reading about Vegas is how expensive it is now.
Yeah,
it's pricing people out as well. I'm like, oh, perfect. That's no wonder TKO likes being there. So,
yeah. But you're going to have a good time, man. Trust me.
We're going to have a good time anyways. But, yes. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm not going to, I'm like going on this trip going, man, these tickets cost too much. Like, I'm going to forget all about it.
Yeah, of course. Yes, at that point, yes.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do? We ain't getting a refund.
No, of course not. No.
No. So, but I know there are people that do that kind of stuff. Wings just won. So, Yeah. Oh, Dylan Larkin with the winner. So, that's a good place to stop the show. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm out of water, too, so I'm really struggling. But, all right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Not sure the combos yet. We got a whole bunch of turmoil behind the scenes here. Infighting.
Yeah.
Ugh. Rumors, innuendo, all that sort of stuff. None of that's true. So, anyways, I'll just let Chris take us out. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, everybody. Check us out next week. As Jeremy said, we don't know who's... As of late, we don't know who's doing what shows lately. It's actually, I think, made it a little more fun.
Yes.
You know, rate and review us everywhere you can possibly rate and review us. Listen to us the same place you listen to this week.
Right here.
Because it's not going to change. And we'll check you later. Bye.